One more win for the Florida Marlins, and they'll be the champions of Major League Baseball. In Miami last night, the Marlins withstood a late rally by the New York Yankees and won Game 5 of the World Series. The Marlins lead 3-2. From Miami, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
If the Florida Marlins win the World Series this weekend, expect a well-choreographed on-field celebration. That's because they've had lots of practice the past couple of nights. Last night in Miami, happy jumping Marlins fans watched happy jumping Marlins players after the final out of a 6-4 Florida win. For the second night in a row, there was the hint of relief in the fist pumping and back slapping as another Yankee comeback fell just short. As they did in Game 4, the Marlins grabbed the lead early in Game 5. Florida's starting pitcher Brad Penny was in complete control, while New York's starting pitcher was in complete agony. David Wells left after just one inning because of back spasms, and it turned the game in Florida's favor. The Marlins scored 4 runs off reliever Jose Contreras, who'd pitched several hard innings the night before. By the 9th inning, Florida led 6-2, and, well, I was going to say the Marlins had the game in hand, but first baseman Derek Lee knows better when it comes to the Yankees.
They're a great team and they never stop. It seems like no lead is big enough with those guys.
The night before, it was Yankee pinch hitter Ruben Sierra with a 9th inning triple that tied the score. Last night in the 9th inning, New York's Jason Giambi hit his first ever pinch hit home run. Then second baseman Enrique Wilson hit a double that knocked in another run. Television viewers, fans at Pro Players Stadium, even some of the Marlins had the same feeling. Here we go again. Derek Lee.
Well, I was definitely holding my breath. I wasn't sure. When it's 6-2 and then all of a sudden it's 6-4 with one out, you know, you're a little nervous out there.
The M word, mystique, drives Yankee haters crazy. But Enrique Wilson says there's something to the idea that playing for baseball's most storied franchise makes athletes do heroic things at the right time.
I think it's something about the uniform. You know, when you put the pinstripe, you know, it's, I mean, they change you forever because, you know, this thing is going to the playoff every year.
Let's, of course, remember the mystique, if that's what it was, only went so far in Miami. Wednesday night's Yankee comeback was trumped by a dramatic Florida home run in the 12th inning, and last night's comeback ended when the Marlins' Derek Lee scooped up a hot ground ball and stepped on first base for the final out. As he did, Lee also brought his closed fist down in an emphatic chopping motion, a celebratory gesture and perhaps a symbolic smashing of Yankee mystique by a team that may be forging a new legacy. The World Series wraps up this weekend in New York with Game 6 tomorrow, and if necessary, Game 7 on Sunday. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Miami.